Hello, welcome to Shut Up and Listen, whatever episode. I am Jeff.
It's episode XDY, I think. I'm Brandon, by the way. I lost count after, 24, 25? I stopped caring.
Yeah, same here.
They say age is just a number. It's not true. Whoever says that should go find a 70-year-old and bang her, or him, I guess.
What you prefer.
Sure. I mean, who knows nowadays? You can't assume anything, right?
You are correct.
Yeah, it's sad. It's really sad. Jeff, what gender are you today?
Male.
Are you sure?
Wait. Yep.
Just because you have pee-pee doesn't mean you're male. I saw this thing the other day that said the official count of genders is 52 now or something like that. Like, what? What?
What are you drinking
so
on?
So dumb. It's a strawberries and cream frappuccino from the Starbucks. It's pink and it's tasty. Like a few other things I know.
All right. Got to explain a few things real quick. Because we might have new listeners. And
okay, yeah.
If we ever talk about Cornell, he's our buddy that used to do another podcast with us. But we always make fun of him because he's gay. Or not, you know. But we say he is.
Who can know? How can you know?
And then number 9 means masturbating.
Yes, it does.
Other than that, I don't think anything else you really need to know.
Now, write in and ask if you're confused about anything, but that's pretty much it, yeah. Cordell and number 9 means if you're a girl, paddling the pink canoe.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a guy, strumming the manjo.
Yeah, strumming it good. What do you have for tonight?
Just some random stuff. I don't have any lists or anything. I did see a thing, speaking of number 9-ing the other day, it was a door, like you see a do not disturb thing, like at a hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
Except it says, where'd it go? I just lost it. Vamp, vamp. It says, busy masturbating. The door's unlocked. Please come in. It's like, I need that. And my friend was like, you don't have a bedroom door. I said, I'll just hang it on the front door. I don't care.
Right.
Why not?
And just hope it's not the wrong type of person to come in and help you out.
Yeah, that's true. I need to have like a video thing where I can look at who's knocking and be like, I'm sorry, come back. No one's home. This is a pre-recorded message.
I'm not jacking off.
Yeah.
Well, I've got 2 open letters and that's it. I think it's going to be a short episode tonight.
Gotcha. I'm going to turn you up a little bit, Jeff.
Am I not loud enough?
Oh, you might be now.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see how that is.
All right. My open letter, one of them's about the WNBA, because it's their 20th season.
Man, yeah, it's a good thing that, you know, they're playing now, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You'll get my feelings on it through the open letter.
Yes, I know a lot of them, but yeah, it should be awesome.
And then another one's about a person that I want to have the worst possible life possible.
Pretty par for the course.
Yeah, pretty much like any other open
just
letter.
Just any other open letter, yeah.
I can do that one first.
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and do that one?
All right. Listen here, you fat fuck. You've got your tongue so far up the DM's ass, he giggles because it's touching his ribs.
Well.
I would never move up in a company because I'm a kiss ass. You wanted everyone to like you. Bitch, you're about as likable as a porcupine on a nutsack. You portray that your wife is your everything when I know you Snapchatted a chick telling her how much you wanted her and you never spent time with your wife. First of all, you were denied. And second of all, I don't blame the bitch. I wouldn't want to spend time with you either.
Yeah.
I wonder why she married your goofy ass anyway. Probably drunk and high. I bet a retarded Elvis married you and your family didn't show up. Your honeymoon was probably at a Motel 3.5, which coincidentally is the measurement of your dick on hard where you had passionate sex for 31 seconds.
Boom.
She was asleep the whole time. You blink so much it looks like you constantly got fucked by your brother in the ass. You called the suicide hotline and they told you to do it. You call customer service to talk to someone. Your dog isn't even your friend. Barney hates you. Your vagina smells. Your wife abuses you. A tree swing can't hold you. You skip on the way to get a prostate exam. The doctor's tired of you scheduling one every 10 days. You're a tool, not even a very relevant one like a hammer or like a butt plug. You look like a beaver with Down syndrome.
Nice. Never seen one, but.
You don't dress up for Halloween. They named a show after you on MTV. It was called Jackass. You stupid bitch. Mm-hmm. If your house was on fire, firefighters would just make s'mores. You pussy. This is Jeff, signing off, with I hope your day is unpleasant and you can go fuck off.
Nice. How do you know what his vagina smells like? Just curious.
I heard.
Okay.
You could smell it through his pants.
I thought maybe you'd stuck your nose down there or something.
Yeah, I was like, what's that smell?
And suddenly your head was between his legs.
Man, it smelled bad.
Yeah. Well, obviously you wrote it in the letter.
It's true.
The strawberry's good.
So you can go ahead with your random shit.
I was just going to ask, how's 4th of July? 4th of July.
Well, the 3rd, which I was supposed to go to your...
Yeah.
I fell asleep.
It was awesome, by the way.
Which I'm disappointed I did.
Yeah, there were 70-something people there, I think.
Oh, well, maybe I'm not so sad.
Yeah, I mean, the only time it was, like, unbearable was when it started just monsooning outside. And so everyone was inside.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked it. I probably would have stayed outside and got rained on.
Yeah, a few people stayed outside and just stayed under the patio cover or whatever. And I went upstairs. My sister went upstairs. Some of her friends, they played some cards and whatnot. By the time it was dark, it had stopped raining and everything was fine. So the fireworks went forth as planned, which was nice. And they were super good, as always, thanks to Mr. Dan Hilton.
And then the 4th, I watched about 15 minutes of fireworks, got bored, started playing video games.
Nice. Where'd you watch them?
Out in my backyard.
I gotcha. Yeah. Monday, I went to my dad's place, because he lives on the 18th floor of his building in downtown Tulsa. And so it was just any facing the southwest. So it was just perfect viewing for the Tulsa show, which was pretty decent. But you could see like Southern Hills, you could see their show off southeast, and then you could barely see Jinx all the way down. But I mean, it wasn't really, I mean, you could see it, you could tell what was going on. And then the Tulsa show was just under a mile away. So
right.
I like fireworks.
Me too.
Need to go watch some more Drillers games just for the fireworks. Good time. Yeah, you missed out on Sunday. Womp womp. Sister brought a boy home.
Really?
Yeah. So, he's awesome.
Really?
His name is Derek. He is Chinese. He is a dime piece, as Andrew and Alex and I. Andrew and Alex are like, so what do you think of him? And I was like, oh, he's cool, because I had dinner with everyone the night before. No, on Friday night, and then Saturday. I don't remember what we did Saturday. We did something. And so I was like, yeah, he's a nice guy. Obviously, he's smart, because he's a med student. You know, he's a medical student. This and that, and Andrew's like, what about his arms? His arms are huge. Because he's jacked. And I was like, yeah. Alex was like, did you shake his hand? Man, he's got such a manly handshake. I was like, yeah. So, yeah, we drooled over his muscles for a bit. Super cool guy. Super nice. A food guru, which I'm like, I'll be your friend. I don't care. You know, even after, if you and my sister ever break up, I don't know if they're officially boyfriend and girlfriend, but yeah, cool guy.
Well, because usually, like, the person there, you know, sister or whatever bring home, you just want to kick their ass.
Yeah, not this guy. And even if I wanted to, it would probably be the other way. My grandma asked my mom if he was Mexican. And we told him, and he got kind of a kick out of it. He took it. He thought it was funny. He's like, well, I do kind of have awesome black hair, and don't know. That's about it. That's where all the similarities end. That was fun. He did meet my brother ping pong, which I said.
What'd you expect?
Obviously. So that was fun.
It reminds me of this. I think I've got it. I haven't posted it yet, but I've got a, what are they called, meme?
Mm-hmm.
That it's this Chinese married couple and their son. She said, I caught Ping Long, whatever, using a calculator today. I caught your son using a calculator today. And the dad goes, I have no son.
Oh, it's so funny. It's hilarious. Speaking of that, there's a documentary on table tennis on Netflix. I really want to watch it. I put it on my queue. Also, there's a documentary called Fastball, which I guess maybe is the sequel to Knuckleball, but it's about the fastball in baseball. I'm like, all right, I'll watch that.
All right, what other random shit do you have?
Well, I was just going to talk about summer is officially here, and it is hot. Hot outside. I had class a couple weeks ago, and I have it again this week, and one of the coaches brought out like one of those thermal laser thermometers, and The temperature of the blacktop was like 144 degrees, and I'm pretty sure 150 you can fry an egg. I think that's the official temperature to be able to fry an egg on concrete, 150 degrees. So it was 144 on the actual asphalt that we ride on, and then over where we kind of take our breaks, and it's concrete. I think it was like 127 or 128 or something like that. So
that's way cooler. It probably felt like a relief.
Yeah, I mean, you just took my shirt off and laid down on the ground because it just felt so good. So yeah. So, and it's funny because we had this conversation, me and one of the other guys, 4 weeks ago when I taught class, and it was 82 degrees. We had this guy just dying. Oh, I'm overheating. I can't do this. I can't do this. I'm like, dude, it's only 82 degrees outside. Come back in a month.
So he was a student.
Yes, he was a student. Yeah. And so here it is. It's what, I mean, today was only like 98 degrees, but it felt like 108 degrees.
He should have failed him on that alone, because yeah, obviously he's a pussy.
I know. And it's like, this happens every year, people. It's not like, oh, suddenly this year it's hot in Oklahoma. It's like, you've had 365 days to prepare for this. You should see it coming. Get in shape or whatever you gotta do. You know, it's like people act like it's a surprise. Like, oh, I can't believe it's so hot. Unless you're from the Northeast or North anywhere, I guess. You shouldn't be surprised it's this hot. People are just dumb, I guess. It doesn't matter. We could put warning signs up. Well, and they do, you know. Dumb people. So luckily we took on some more instructors, and so my teaching schedule is not as busy as it was in the spring in the last couple years. So lake time. Excited. Lake and motorcycle time. Woohoo. What are your summer plans, Jeff?
Well,
just be awesome.
Yeah.
Number 9. Might as well just use number 9 as often as we can, since now everyone knows what it is.
I'm definitely going to number 9, but I mean, that's a given every day at least 3 times.
That's true. Year round, not just summer.
Right.
So, yeah.
Which reminds me of another thing I saw where it said, I put my GoPro on and it showed that I masturbated 3 times today.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Fitbit or something like that.
Yeah, was that you that sent it?
I think it was. Yeah. According to my Fitbit, I masturbated 8 miles today.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, it's funny because it's true. I do, speaking of that, I do have an absolutely horrible joke.
Go for it.
This is absolutely horrible. I'm not going to apologize for it, though. So, you know, speaking of incest, Sally Jo was going to go to the prom. And so she wanted to borrow the car. So she went to her daddy. Daddy, I need to borrow the car so I can go to prom. Daddy's like, how bad do you want the car? She's like, really bad. I'll do anything. He says, you'll do anything? She's like, yeah. All right. About a blowjob. She's like, well, okay, Daddy, if you say so. So she starts going down on him, and then she just immediately pulls her head up, starts spitting and coughing like, Daddy, that tastes like crap. Oh, yeah. Daddy says, I forgot Junior's got the car tonight.
So she didn't get to go to prom. That's unfortunate.
I guess. I mean, I guess that's the funny part. It's like, jokes on you. You don't get to take the car to prom. Horrible. Horrible funny jokes. Those are most of them.
Right.
I mean, that's got to be one of the, I guess, yeah, you can't tell blonde jokes or woman jokes or, race jokes anymore. So pretty much the only jokes you can tell, I guess, are about incest and, I don't know.
White people.
I guess white people, yeah. Religious jokes, too. Unless they involve, Muslims. Oh, well. I don't know any jokes. I just steal them.
Yeah, me too.
I stole that one.
What else do you have?
Oh, I got nothing. Just stuff, just ideas and thoughts.
So you ready for me to end this shit on?
Go ahead and do that last open letter you got there.
Okay. So as everyone probably knows, it is the 20th season of the WNBA.
I'm sure everyone knows. If you don't know, how do you not know?
You're Americanless.
I guess. You have no Americans. What?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so the WNBA. Hey, it's your 20th season. 20 years of dykes and shitty basketball. Thanks for making it possible for all the jokes and stereotypes. I'd rather watch a game of wheelchair basketball. The only thing you're dunking is a tongue and a vagina. I'd rather watch a movie about the mating rituals of whales. The ads you have with NBA players aren't sincere. They literally don't look like they want to be there. Dead Tupac sold out more arenas than you. Girls don't even watch that shit. The only people that go are lesbians trying to pick someone up. I've been more entertained by a dog licking his ass. SportsCenter gives you sympathy highlights. Only dick you've seen is Dick Van Dyke. Your highlights are left-handed layups on a fast break.
Yes.
In hell, it's the continuous WNBA game and Pitbull music. Coaches doodle during the game. McDonald's employees make more money than you. Your parents don't like you. I don't even want to hear this open letter because the thought of your league is shit. This is Jeff, signing off with a fuck you.
Awesome. It's very true. Very true. I love the arguments about WNBA players' pay versus NBA players' pay. It's like,
it's not even close.
You don't see a lot of people running around in WNBA jerseys, do you?
Well, like, nope. They actually, a lot of WNBA players, like, when it's not the season, they go overseas.
Yeah.
And they get paid, like, at least $1 million a season, which is, you know, 3-4 times what they make here.
Here, yeah. It's because no one cares here. It's not about equality. It's no one cares. It's boring and dumb.
Exactly.
Oh, well.
That's all I got.
Yeah. My birthday is coming up in about a month and a half, so go ahead and send your monies and credit cards and attractive daughters or anything. If they're not, then we'll find a place for them. Also, expensive scotches and wines. Good. Just send a bunch of gifts and I'll sort through them and return what I don't want. So, yeah. And if you want to do a surprise party, just let me know. And I will tell you some good days to throw a surprise party for me on those days. Other than that, the usual. Listen, spread the word, write us intern applications, guest host applications, random hot chick standing in the corner applications. The usual. If you're a hot guy, we'll forward those to Cordell.
Exactly.
Because he likes those hot guys, that is. Not Fords.
He likes letters, too. Handwritten are more special.
Yeah. Handwritten and mushroom stamped. Sealed with a mushroom stamp.
Yeah, that's hot.
Yeah, it is.
Alright.
I'm going to mushroom stamp this episode of the podcast.
Do it.
I'll do it after we sign off.
Okay.
Other than that, I got nothing.
Me neither.
Stay cool, because it's hot. If you haven't noticed, and you're dumb like all these other people.
That's true. There's a lot of dumb motherfuckers.
It's true. And don't forget to take it easy. If it's easy, take it twice.
Or three times.
Or all the times. Bye.